Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
I've never been better. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
I see you voted. You got your I voted sticker.
I did vote. I found an I voted sticker. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I did my civic.
I voted. Mine said I voted in Johnson County.
It says that?
Yours does? Yeah.
I've only ever had these, the old fashioned.
Mine's like big. I didn't put it on, though.
It's like the whole reason I go there is to get the sticker.
I know.
Make sure that,
everybody knows.
Well, and that I know. Like, okay, I did it.
Well, I did do it.
I already did that.
Remind yourself?
Yeah. Well, this morning I was like, I'm not positive where I'm voting. Because it's always across the street, except for a couple years ago, they started doing it at this school, which is like, it's like two blocks away. Well, still walking distance. But I ended up just going over there today to see if I could vote in my old spot. And that's where it was, and there was nobody in there. Nobody.
You said you got a lot of texts.
Mm-hmm.
During this political campaign.
A ton of them.
Well, you didn't get as many as I did, because I must have got 10 last night.
Me too.
Don't forget.
Me too.
You're voting at the Lutheran church, so they didn't tell you where, because mine just kept telling me.
No, I don't
get that. Don't forget. You can't. It's not where we told you to go early vote. If you haven't voted yet, go to the Lutheran church at this address. No. Like, it was a bunch of them.
I didn't get those. Mine were all...
I'm like, relax.
Saying,
It's all coming from, Kamala's camp. I get the Trump ones, too, like I told you yesterday.
I get a ton of them.
But I was like, hey, quit telling me to go vote. I'm voting against you.
I was getting a lot of Josh Hawley things last night. I should have saved one of them, because I'm sure people in Missouri saw it. But it was like, this is what my opponent wants to do. And he goes through all the things, and it's pretty amazing. Wants to give kids operations for being trans, all that kind of stuff. And it was just like bullet point. I'm like, and there's, the other trans men and women's sports or whatever.
The Trump commercials about trans people. First off, we've already been through this before. So, we don't have to get into it. I don't, like I said, I vote for who you want, whatever. We've been through this before where there's this just outpouring of hatred towards gay people.
Yeah.
Right? And gay people, ugh.
And now it's trans.
They're going to get married. And they just changed it to trans. Like, I watched Trump's closing speech last night, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and he was and trans people, they just started booing. I'm you're booing humans.
Right.
Like, they are, okay, I don't know, you don't agree with their lives. All the disagreements you can have with them.
Yeah.
They're not the Eagles.
Right, right.
They're humans. You don't have to boo them.
Right. And if you don't think that they should be playing in whatever sports.
Right, or you don't think they should be in a bathroom or whatever. You want to vote for someone who feels that same way, whatever. But the idea that you just
hate them
booing a group of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was pretty shocked. I mean, I was like, wow.
It's crazy. It's become the biggest issue. Well, he had that commercial. I don't see a ton of the commercials. Where it says, we don't, what does he say? We don't need to, I'm not a they. What is that one?
It's just Kamala Harris will pay for prisoners'
gender
reassignment surgery while they're in jail. And then it just showed, like, it can't be real pictures. Just like this dude, shaved head, big and strong in a wedding dress in prison. And he's like, hey! I'm like, all right, I've been to jail. That does not happen. I don't care who's president. That ain't happening. I promise you right now, that's not happening.
Yeah.
And then he just says...
he says something at the end.
He says, Kamala's for they, them, I'm for you.
That's what it is. Kamala's for they, them, I'm for you.
Like, they made a big issue out of the trans thing. Which
it's
I'm
huge.
Like, I was just trying to think, like, you know, what is the actual percentage of trans people in the United States?
I've heard it before, but now I've actually heard it several times. But, yeah, I don't remember what the exact number
is. The number just has to be, you know, small.
Yeah, it's all, you know, and it's about this, the trans people in sports or whatever. That became this big wedge issue. But it is kind of crazy that it became, like, the issue. You know, they always try and get us distracted when it's time to vote, you know, they do it all the time.
They just want us to hate each other.
They want us to hate each other.
They
That's
want
a
us
huge
to hate each
it.
Other. Like, divide them. That's divide it. Them. Divide them.
You know? Those like, people are definitely on that
really
side.
Care. Well, I don't care if there's a trans person in Blue Springs.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
And like, you know, women in drag are going to read children's books to kids. I'm also like, why are women in drag reading children's books to kids? There's a part of me where my head goes, why is that?
Yeah,
and then you know why I haven't seen it? I haven't taken my kids to it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't affect me. Like, if you want it, like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's so many things.
I had to look into that one. I was like, wait a second, what? Why were they reading books?
It actually took me a minute to get back to me, which is, I don't care.
Yeah.
I literally don't care.
Yeah.
You want to take your kids to whatever.
Right.
Take them where, I don't care where you take your kids. We'll be in a baseball game.
Right.
Take them wherever you want. I don't care.
We got real problems.
Right.
We have actual problems.
And why would I care where you take your kids?
Like, yes. I just think, it's like, you know, if you want to get into government, if you, like, on a local level, they always say, you know, that local's probably more important than national, but just because you can actually have an impact, and it impacts your life so quickly. But the people who actually want to do this, the policy wonks, as they call them, people get in there and say, I want to run this city. I'm going to help you run this city. It's kind of like running a bigger homeowners association, right?
Sure.
I'm going to do this. We're going to elect people, and then we'll make decisions. We'll figure out how much money we need. And that just grows, obviously, until you get to the federal level. And at the federal level, of course, we've got to decide who we're going to bomb, who we're not going to bomb. We're going to say to other world leaders, what kind of things we're going to do with trade. That stuff's all important, but it's also kind of boring. So I think what they do is they just create these big, easy to see, easy to hate issues, and they say, these people are on this side, you're on this side. They don't let you hear from the other side. It's, this is what the other side is saying. It's kind of that straw man argument. This is what they think. And it's like, well, where are they? You know, instead of showing me one kid in a crowd somewhere on TikTok, have someone, an elected official, come tell me that that's what they think. But they don't do that.
No.
They don't do that.
Bro, it's tough. And I feel like it's just gotten harder to figure out.
It's just become sillier and sillier.
Over the top.
It's ridiculous.
It wasn't always like that.
Not like this. Now, maybe it was a long time ago, before our time.
Yeah, maybe. But, I don't know. They used to have duels and stuff.
Yeah.
And piss each other off and shoot each other. So I guess it did happen. Like, you know.
Yeah.
People are like, it's
not
that bad.
Who knows what kind of trash they were talking. I don't know. But in my lifetime, and even
Through Telegram,
watch TV.
You bitch.
Go back and watch the Nixon-Kennedy debates. You know? Just look at that and listen to them. And then look at where we are now. It's
Well, if you remember, like, I was going, like, if you just think about it, just, you know, recent history. Well, I'm guessing most of us are alive, if not all of us. You know, I mean, Gore basically lost an election because when George Bush said something, he went,
yep.
And they were like, that is disrespectful.
Yep. My friend's dad switched his opinion. He was like, well, after that, I can't vote for him. I'm like, wait, what? Because he was going, for people who don't remember, during the debate, Gore was sitting there, and there were times where he was getting exasperated by W, and he'd go, and that's what he did. He would sigh a little bit and kind of shake his head. And that was the end of the world. Can you believe he did that?
That's unpresidential.
Totally unpresidential.
Unpresidential. And now look where we are.
Yep. That's it.
It's insane.
Literally on stage talking about how I got a big, you know what, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
That's it. It's idiocracy. Like, we're there. We're there, right? Very close.
And then last night, you know, I watched Kamala's thing too, and Oprah's out there. And
yeah.
She's got an all white suit on with a yes, she can, and they're holding their hands up like they're Rocky, and Will I Am is rapping just over and over again.
Where did he come back from?
She can. Yes, yes, she can.
Let's get
Will
I Am.
Yes, she can. And I'm like, It's like the party of a-holes against the party of pizza parties. Like,
right.
Isn't there just some guy or girl who can walk in and be like, you're an idiot, you're an idiot, stop.
That's what I keep waiting for.
Stop.
I keep waiting for that person to come in and say, guys, stop. Both of you. You're just awful. Here's what we need to do.
Right.
It hasn't happened yet.
You, Will, I am. Stop. I need you to go somewhere and get retarded. Probably over there with those guys.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, I know everybody's talking about the election and, you know, is everything still calm? Are we doing okay? I'm sure there'll be plenty of news about that today.
I didn't have any weight.
I don't know if there isn't. I know. It's all calm over here. A little too calm. When I went into the voting place, there was nobody there.
Mm-mm, nobody in mine either. And then I asked buddies of mine, like a group chat of guys around here.
Yeah.
And I asked, anybody have to wait in line? And nobody, everybody was like, no, in and out. And I was like, well, maybe because we're not really swing states on either side. Like, it doesn't really matter. I mean,
but
it does, don't get me wrong. But I asked, I sent it to like 8 guys that I went to high school or college with in Michigan. And all of them just took pictures like in and out in 3 minutes.
Yeah, that was me.
That was shocking to me in Detroit that they were in and out that quick.
Well, I heard this morning that Michigan, going into today, if you add up the in-person early voting and the ballots or whatever, I have a clip of this from the news somewhere, I'll play it later, but they said it was over 3 million people, something like that. It was like a 40% voter turnout before Election Day even started. There was so much early voting. There's been more early voting this time, it looks like, than ever before. I mean, our boss was saying that he heard somewhere, this number sounds too high to me, but he heard something about 70% of Americans.
I kind of just get lost in all these numbers and who's saying what.
Me
because
too.
One buddy of mine, the Unity Trump Bridge guy, his little brother.
Yeah, your friend.
Right. I was like, well, what was it like where you were? And he said in the county where he is, it's usually 80% early voting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I don't know where he got that number. That's what he said.
High, yeah.
And then he said just in the county where he lives, but this time it was only 53%.
Well, that
and I said,
weird.
Okay, well, it's less. I said, was it busy? He's like, nobody.
Huh.
So I was like, all right. But then again, I don't know. I know the guy, you know, I don't know. He owns a hair salon and a cabinet-making company, so I don't know where he got these numbers.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, who knows for sure.
So I just get the text. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And then I just live with it.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
That's that. Okay, fine. I'll leave that number. That number might get mixed up with another number at some
point. Exactly. That's why somebody's like, well, 70% more than I'm like, I thought 53, 80. I don't know.
Well, let's take a break from this for a minute and talk about last night's game. I'd like to talk about that. Yeah, absolutely. Well, how about that? Let's talk about it here in a second, please.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo! Hey, real quick, I do need a defense attorney in Johnson County. I need someone, if you can, twitch.tv/Churchill Laszlo.
What
need
about
a
my
bit.
Brother?
Well, he's a divorce attorney.
Well, wait a second. We had this conversation the other day. I said I needed a lawyer to try and get a lawsuit.
I need somebody to do something in traffic court.
You said he's a lawyer.
They're
all lawyers.
Well, ask him if he can help me in traffic.
Oh, he can help me in that because he used to do that.
He did?
Yeah, he switched to just defense, or just divorce. But yeah, he used to do traffic stuff too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he can help me.
We'll talk about it later.
Yes,
but I'll see. Last night's Chiefs game.
Man.
I mean, I thought it could be a fun game. Baker Mayfield's
fun to watch,
yeah,
man.
But the team's kind of beat up, as you pointed out yesterday.
He played though.
He did. And they've got that kind of history together. And I got to be honest, I like Baker. Like, I don't know, maybe there's people that hate him, but I really like Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I love him. I don't know. How could you hate
That's
Baker?
What I'm saying. Are there people out there?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess him a lot.
Maybe if he's played against your team in college or something.
Maybe, yeah. But I like him, and watching him play well, have those big plays, I got to admit, keeping it close, it was fun. And maybe that sounds arrogant as a Chiefs fan that I'm to the point where I'm like, oh, man, they're keeping it close. You know, this could go into overtime or whatever. But I thought it was fun. What's even more fun is watching Kareem Hunt do what he's been doing, carry the team, and then DeAndre Hopkins, D-Hop. I mean, talk about a great addition to the team.
Man.
Now the Chiefs feel like they feel like they've got almost everything they need. Like, they've just made so many moves. And to see DeAndre Hopkins out there playing with, again, pressure.
Mahomes was hit. Pass is caught by Hopkins.
That was an amazing catch.
What a grab by DeAndre Hopkins for 35.
And just to see Mahomes throw that ball to him, that he's got that confidence.
Yeah.
I see D-Hop down there.
And they're only
going to
get better. There's a couple plays where they just weren't on the same page.
Yep.
Like, that happens.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, it's going to take him a little bit.
I expected more of that, honestly, this early.
Good. The best part was his touchdown dance.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. I mean, to do that, remember the Titans, after getting traded, you know, traded from the Titans, I just thought was, I was like, man, he thought about that. It was good. It was good doing the Remember the Titans.
I think we may have just been talking about it on Twitch yesterday.
Yo, Crunchberry just texted in on twitch.tv/churchlaw and said, Kareem Hunt sucks, though. Kareem Hunt.
He's had over 100. He's had a touchdown, I think. I got to go back and look at the stats, but he had over 100 yards. Imagine, he had the game-winning touchdown.
He looks like he didn't take any time off.
He looks like... This is the guy that Andy Reid called at home, and he comes back, and running backs don't usually have a super long lifespan. He comes
especially
back and looks like
him.
Right. The way he just runs up the middle.
He's the kind of guy, I'll get you, you know.
Three, four, five yards.
I might bust a 10 if you're, you know, right? But
that's what he does.
3, 4, 5 yards, man. He is good.
He's good, and I think you
can
see.
Exactly what they need.
I thought when he got kicked off the team, I remember.
Okay, Crunchberry said they were joking. All right.
Okay. Thank you. I remember when he got kicked off the team thinking, man, it almost felt like when the Royals had that magic combination and you had Hosmer and Moose and all those guys, losing Kareem Hunt, I felt like we were losing a Moose or you know, one of those key players because it had become this family with Kelce Mahomes, and they were such good friends. Everything I heard was that Kareem and Patrick were great friends and that they hung out, which...
And I hate that it went down that way. I don't know exactly. I saw the video. Like, I don't...
Right.
I don't love
that
you
was at a time
job
when
for that.
Everyone was extremely like...
I think that happened today. He doesn't lose his job for that.
They have a talk about it. Yeah. Exactly.
He may get suspended by the NFL, but I don't think he's losing his job for
that. No. And to see him now like he's got something to prove, he wants that Super Bowl ring, and... You know, I think he can help the Chiefs get it, honestly. To see the Chiefs play the way they're playing, it's so different than just recent years.
Yeah.
And running the ball. You know, they said, did they say Andy was running the ball over 50% of the time?
More than like they had in years.
Yeah. So just a totally different game, but you never know what to expect from them, but they find a way to win. I got to say, though, when the Bucs scored that last touchdown at the end of the game, fourth quarter.
Yeah. You said go for two.
I said I thought for sure they'd go for two because I'm just thinking I don't know if you can actually put a graph in front of me, but the odds of you beating Mahomes in 15 minutes of overtime, as opposed to you just getting into the end zone now and winning the game, I would think it'd be so much tougher to say we're going to go out there and try and beat Mahomes in 15 minutes.
This is why I thought no, because I would have kicked it, and I know apparently you know. Everybody looking at it now and saying that you were right and me and the Bucs coach were wrong.
I was just afraid they were going to do
my
it.
Thought,
in the game.
My thought on it was, well, the only thing you can do here if you do that is lose the game. And with 16, 18 seconds left or whatever it was, 30 seconds, I think Mahomes can get to go as close to kick the field goal anyway.
Maybe.
So
there was too much time on the clock.
The 30 seconds, 19
seconds, that timeout
whatever,
was dumb.
He can get... to in field goal range.
Yeah.
So if we're going to lose by, my thought was we're going to lose by. I guess I gave Mahomes even more credit.
Thinking how
we're not getting to overtime.
Okay, right? They did leave too much time on the clock.
Right. So there's 30 seconds on there. He can go kick a field goal. Then the point doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I guess at least I'm trying to feel lucky. Maybe I can stop him.
You're right. You have to. I wasn't calculating.
Hey, you're right because everybody said you're right. Right,
no, I saw some people saying that they did the right thing. They said it would have worked if Baker won the coin flip. They said it's a 50-50 chance. And that if Baker won the coin flip, then they could have won the game. And I'm thinking, well, I do think the Chiefs defense could keep them out of the end zone for a drive. I don't think that's a guarantee that Baker's going to get them down there in the end zone. They might kick a field goal.
They were moving pretty good, though.
They were. Yeah. They were. But people were saying it was all about that coin flip.
Yeah, I mean, Baker, like, when they lost the coin flip,
Yeah, because that's that.
You know, so, look, they could have gone for two in the win. They're doing it right now. Next show, should the Bucs have gone for two?
Okay.
But, I mean, a lot of people talk about it. I would have kicked it. And I'm really aggressive because I'm like, the only thing we can do is lose it here.
Right.
At least if we tie. Then let's play. Something happens.
Yeah. I mean,
you know? Because my thing is, if there would have been
6 seconds
left on the clock, then I'd have gone for two. Let's go try to win this thing.
Do you think they were thinking about that?
I think they were thinking 30 seconds. All he's got to do is get it to the 35.
They messed
35.
Up with that timeout. I don't know why they called that timeout. Yeah. That was super weird. But, the Chiefs had 3 timeouts, right? And I think it was like 30
seconds. But yeah, so I
think they
just,
did. I think they had all their timeouts.
I just thought 30 seconds is enough for Mahomes to get it in the field goal range. Now, also looking back, I was wrong because, the buck stopped him.
That's true.
So they stopped him. So I was wrong both ways, but my thought was...
But what are the odds in general?
Yeah, my thought
that if you give Mahomes 30
coach,
seconds
like,
against
like
a defense ranked like this...
So let's go.
Yeah.
Let's just at least tie it and see what happens. You know, I don't want to lose it here.
It's too many
but
stats.
But my thought was he's gonna kick a field goal anyway.
I guess...
And then the extra point doesn't help me.
I wasn't really thinking... I know they were talking about the clock a lot, and Aikman was talking about that timeout last night. But I guess I wasn't really thinking about how much time that would be with their timeouts. I was more calculating, if they get the 2 points here, then in my mind, the Bucs were going to win the game. That was it. The Chiefs did have, though, 30 seconds and a bunch of timeouts.
You were right,
because
they didn't stop
them.
But in my head, that was it.
But I got to be honest, I wasn't calculating that.
I was calculating he's going to get it to the 35, so like the point doesn't help us. Let's just hope they miss the field goal or something.
Okay, if they'd had 10 seconds, though, then you say they'd do go for two.
Anything under 10, I'd have gone for two, because now it doesn't give them any time.
Yeah.
I just thought 30 seconds. It's crazy to think that.
Yeah.
But I just thought with Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, 30 seconds is too long.
It is, with those timeouts, for sure.
Just to go get a field goal to win it.
Well, it was a fun game, man.
It was great.
And just seeing how Mahomes changes his style in the rain, you know, some of those lobs. I got to be honest, I don't totally understand why all that's legal. You'd have to explain this to me. You can explain it to me off the air. But sometimes when Mahomes does those underhanded lobs and stuff, I think, wasn't that illegal when I was a kid? Didn't quarterbacks get in trouble for doing that? I don't understand the rules anymore. He's got to get out of the pocket, and then he can't do it. I don't understand, but whatever. Mahomes does it quite a bit. He doesn't get in trouble for it. And I have to wonder, like, in the rain, is that part of it? If I try and throw a spiral with this wet ball right now, as opposed to you're right here, I'll just kind of lob it to you. Yeah. Does it make it easier to catch? Is that why he does it?
Or, I
really don't know, but it works.
Yeah,
it works. Chiefs look good.
A little shovel thing. Yeah, yep. He's great.
Chiefs look good. I'm telling you, man, I think the Chiefs and the Lions are the two best teams in the NFL right now.
I think they're the two best teams. I don't think. And then the Ravens are in there.
Oh, yeah.
But
the Ravens
just
are.
Those three.
They have those little screw ups.
Those three. But, you know, but the Lions got a real good chance of lioning. Like, hey, man, I thought we were better than the 49ers last year. And then, you know, a ball bounces off a dude's face mask and the other guy catches it. Like,
it looks different.
It's got lion stuff. Lion stuff.
Maybe. But I feel like it looks different. The Lions
look good.
Those other teams are doing some of that, what you're calling lion stuff. The teams that we thought would be great.
Yeah, but I'm saying in a playoffs, we like, you know.
Yeah, you have to wait and see.
The guy tackles a receiver, like pass interference. Nah, just pick it up. Whatever. It's the Lions. Like, there's been so much stuff that happens to them in the playoffs that I'm like, I was talking to my buddies in Detroit, texting back and forth. They're like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the best. They're all like, yeah, we're the best team in the NFL, but I don't mean something's going to happen.
Well, I want to tell you, and you can relay this to your other Lions friends, you guys are so close. You guys will get there. You're so close.
Man.
You're going to get over that hill.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right, let's get through this news.
Yeah, the news. Well, I mean, there is an election today, but there's other things going on.
Okay.
Like we mentioned earlier.
Who's going to win?
I don't know. We'll get to that. We may even have some updates today, but I kind of doubt it. I heard something today
about... Cornel West was not on my ballot.
Me neither. Yeah, I thought about you. I didn't see him. So also people I didn't know, though.
My buddies in Michigan, they sent me a copy of their ballot in Michigan. Cornel West was on it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was... Yeah, they had like 12... people listening.
How many did you have? I had like six, maybe, something like that.
I had Jill Stein, the Libertarians, Kennedy.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know.
There was somebody else on mine as some sort of independent, I thought. It looked like a lot of people, but, you know, I've just got these people behind me, so I'm just boop, 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 just picking somebody. I just need the sticker, people.
I started that goddamn thing for a little too long.
I know you did, but...
I did. I just... What am I going to do?
But how about...
What am I going to do?
I think as big as the presidential election is, as important as it is, and I know it's big news, I do think it's probably slightly bigger news that the Chiefs are still undefeated.
Yeah.
And that they won in overtime last night.
For the touchdown, Kansas City remains unbeaten. 8-0 in a win in overtime.
Man, it's just seeing those fireworks go. And I used to go to all the games, so we don't have season tickets this year. And I told Brooke, I was like, it's kind of awesome that we had those season tickets and got to go see Mahomes, as you know, on the come up when he first started playing,
sure.
And then those really great years and those big comebacks like the one we saw against the Texans, and there were so many great games. And now it's great, kind of, that we're watching from home, and we still get to see essentially the same guys. You're seeing the same coach, same quarterback, right, sure. Same tight end. You know, you get to watch it from the comfort of your home. I watched those people out there in the rain. God bless them. And oh, I thought, you know, yeah, I used to do that. Now you leave, you got to go through the parking lot and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool that we're getting to see it from both. So pretty lucky, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's hard, though, to talk about. You have to talk about the Chiefs, really, with Chiefs fans, because the Chiefs are the Patriots now.
Yes.
And I totally understand. When those fireworks started going off last night, I just thought, God, people that don't like the Chiefs, and they're just watching this on TV, and there's just the red fireworks going off everywhere, and the Bucks were so close. Baker was so close, you know, even with the beat-up team, and they couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
And I just look at them and I think, God, I know America's rooting against the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
They want to see them lose. And they maybe thought this was a good game because it was so close and maybe watched till the end. And now they're just seeing all these fireworks go off and Mahomes have to congratulate the losers. Yeah.
Live long enough to die the villain. I mean, they were the heroes. They were the ones everybody wanted to beat the Patriots.
Absolutely.
Beat them.
Absolutely.
And now they're like, oh, well, we didn't want you to turn into them.
Yep, I know.
We didn't want you to start dating Taylor Swift, and your mom's on the internet saying "Make America Great Again." Did you see her last night?
No, whose mom?
Mahomes is.
Oh no,
she
didn't see that.
She was inside the thing with a hat. I'm like, yeah, let's make America great again. I'm sure people would.
I always wonder why is your family, the only reason your people are following you is because of your kid, or your brother, whatever the case may be. I never understood why the celebrity in the family doesn't have the ability to say, stay off social media, because they're only there to see you know, someone that's adjacent to me.
They just want to see you make a mistake.
Exactly. That's all they're looking for. So
just
get off.
I still go back to that when I asked Brady about his dad saying something. He said, my dad's a retired doctor, has 8 years of college or whatever it was, 73 years old. You'd think he'd be smart enough to keep his goddamn mouth shut.
Yeah, that was so good.
It was like, and he did it, you know, with a wink and a smile, but it was like, Dad.
Right.
Shut it.
Yeah, and Mahomes' family, there's been so much, not really this year, but in the past, people that hate Britney, you know, just all that. And I always think, just, you know, if I was famous, would I have the ability to say, guys, as long as I keep, you know, supporting you, and I'll give you some money.
By the way, I don't dislike his mom. It's fine that she did that. I was just like, as I'm watching everything, this comes up on my feed, you know, Mahomes' mom.
Right. It doesn't matter who she would be promoting
out there. It's just like, okay.
I mean, and you have a right to do it. But my thing with those celebrities is,
it doesn't make me angry. I'm just, as we were talking about, as a whole of people just hating the Chiefs. It's the, you know, it's the Taylor Swift.
Right,
And then you go get DeAndre Hopkins, and he just does amazing. Right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Kareem Hunt.
He used
to play for us, but he doesn't play anymore, but we'll get him. And then he's like,
over 100 yards every game. Right,
All right, you know what?
Of course.
Yeah, like make you angry.
Of course. But you get what I'm saying,
too. Make me angry, because I'm obviously a Chiefs fan first.
Well, except unless they're playing the Lions. I totally agree that they have the right to, everyone has the right to get on Twitter or Instagram and say whatever you want. But I just think for these people, there should be this unspoken rule that you don't really have that right, because I'm the one making $300 million. People are following you because of me. I will support you, but my image is very important to my career.
Right.
And so it would be helpful to me if I didn't have to worry about you.
Job of just being quiet about
he
it.
He does. Like, but like you said, it doesn't stop people from getting pissed about family members posting stuff.
I mean, you wish that your family would shut up.
It's so weird that they don't.
I think if you look at it from just like a regular person's view, you're like, well, what would your mother do?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's not like I blame him.
Your mom wouldn't get on Twitter. And if she tried to, you could tell your mom, don't do that.
I could see my mom, you know, if somebody was talking smack on me and on Facebook or something, of her being like, don't you talk. I
well,
could see my
but I just like, don't have an account. Don't look at it. Stay off of there.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't post anything. Well, anyhow, there is other stuff going on today other than the Chiefs' big win last night in overtime. A lot of people talking about the election, and you know, there's a lot of different things to talk about, but one of the biggest stories I saw this morning was how many people early voted, and I know you wanted to do it, but you got there too late.
Yeah.
Our boss early voted. A bunch of my friends told me they voted a while ago.
Super fun, real quick, because I told you yesterday, like, I'm like, I always early vote, so I don't know where my voting place is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't apparently always early vote because when right when I drove to where they told me to, I was like, oh, this is where I voted last year and the time before that.
Right, right.
So
yeah,
I guess
maybe I don't.
I think every year I'm like, oh, I'm going to go early vote. And I just never do.
Yeah. That sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never even consider early voting just because my polling place is never busy. But the number of people that voted early for this election, it seems crazy to me. I don't know what it was like in past elections, but just looking at Michigan, they were talking about Michigan this morning, and the numbers are
huge. This marks an historic first here in Michigan. For the first time ever, voters in this state were allowed to vote early in person or wait until election day. This polling place just opened here at 7 Eastern. There was already a line out the door, but those early numbers were staggering. We're talking about 1.2 million people who took advantage and voted for the first time early. When you add in the mail-in ballots, we have well over 3 million people who have already cast their votes in this state. That's a more than 45% voter turnout.
Over
and again, election day is just getting started.
Now, how much more
over
is that than usual?
People. That's my question is,
they keep saying these numbers. Like, well, what was it?
I'm sure someone is saying.
I'm sure 2 years ago it wasn't nearly as much. But
right, 2020.
I'm just saying a percentage-wise, even 2 years ago, like, what was the percentage of early voters?
Yeah.
As opposed to people voting now? Because I would like to know those numbers, too, because that tells you, like, those hardcore voters who are even going to show up in a midterm.
Yeah.
And then 4 years ago and 4 years before that. Is the numbers more or less? I have no idea.
They keep acting like it's more. And I'm sure they've said. And I probably just haven't seen it yet. But
is it like 1% more? 10% more?
To say that over 40% of eligible voters in Michigan voted
like
early.
That,
over 3 million. That's
like,
a lot.
Early voting in Iowa was up 30% for women.
From when? From the midterm or from 2020?
2020.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, people are like, well, that's it. I'm like, well, I don't know what that's
But what
it.
Does that even mean? Right.
Well, they think that they're going out and voting.
They think, but we don't know. I know my brother voted early for the first time. I'm not sure why. He lives in Kansas, but he texted me, a week ago or something, and he'd already voted. And I said, why'd you? He's like, I just didn't want to deal with the lines in case there were lines. I've never known him to early vote. Seems like a lot of people. It's all kind of anecdotal, and then these things you hear on the news. But the Michigan thing does seem crazy. The fact that if you said what is the percentage of eligible voters that will vote in Michigan, I don't know. I might say it's only like 55%. But that number's probably gotten higher in the last few presidential elections. But a lot of times you see voter turnout, it might only be 55%, 65%. Yeah. So what is it? So over 40% in Michigan already voted? So when it's all said and done, I'm curious to see what the percentage of eligible voters was that voted in Michigan, right? Is that number going to end up being lower, fewer people voting today than the people who voted early?
Really doesn't matter.
How much does it change?
Does it change voter turnout?
Yeah.
If it doesn't change voter turnout, then who cares?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think in 2020, one of the things they said, was that every 4 years, it just makes sense that more people vote. The total number of people that vote increases.
Is that true?
Your population's getting bigger.
Yeah,
so I think it's gone up if you look at the total. But certainly 2020.
Like the Gen X generation would have been smaller.
Yes, but you still got like Gen Z's voting this time around. A lot of them.
I know,
which
but I'm just saying,
crazy.
Was that every year? Because when the Gen X's became 18, that might have been
I don't know.
Lower.
But I know in 2020, they said, look how many people voted. Someone on Twitch might
more
be like, this is the total.
Is that a fact? I'm just asking. Is that a fact that more people vote every election?
I assume so, but I know they said in 2020 it was the highest number.
The highest ever.
But I'm pretty sure they said in 2016.
Like, was 2016 bigger than 2012 and 2012 bigger than 2008?
Yeah, I don't know. I just always kind of assumed, I guess, because the population's growing. But that doesn't mean that everybody's voting. I do know they were talking a lot about it's kind of crazy as a millennial to be. You know, now the millennials are forgotten and it's all Gen Z. Everything in the news is always about Gen Z. What's up with Gen Z? Mm-hmm. And then to see for the election today, a lot of people talking about Gen Z. What are they voting for? Who are they voting for? And, you know, some of the stuff that these Gen Zers were saying, I was like, yeah, I get that. Like, they're really worried. The percentage of Gen Zers who don't think they'll ever be able to own a house. It's kind of staggering, but I also understand it.
What's motivating the youngest group of voters in this election? More than half of Gen Z voters worry they'll never be able to afford to buy a house. And nearly a third of Gen Zers said the issue that matters most to them is the economy.
The issue that matters most is the economy. So they're not saying
it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah. And it makes sense. Gen Zers, it's like 60% of them don't think they'll ever be able to afford a house.
I have a buddy of mine who's a real estate guy. Really good at what he does, and he says that too.
Yeah. They gotta build more houses.
It'll be a thing that you just won't be able to own a home,
and that sucks. I want to fix that because I think, and I'm not saying everybody has to own a home, but if you want to own a home, there should be a way to do it.
Yeah,
you know, and if we need to build more houses,
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think I told you maybe on the air, like, you know, any sort of entry level home.
is so far away.
Well, that's no, entry-level home that you put on the market. Like he said, I put on one. We didn't do any updates or anything.
Oh, it's just gone.
I put it on, and literally in 24 hours, I had 88 offers.
Yeah.
All of them from corporations.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
Like people are corporation, and he's like, well, I'm just like, whatever, write the number.
Why are we allowing that?
Write the number.
That's
I don't know how you don't allow it, but...
Because you just say, you can't, just like they did in Europe, where they said, okay, we're done with the Airbnbs in Barcelona, or wherever it was.
Right.
The government can do it. They can say, hey, know, you got to live there.
What kind of, you know...
You're a corporation.
I haven't looked into it enough to say, like, what are the ramifications of that? I have no idea.
Just say these zones are not for commercial real estate. You know, and are you a commercial real estate company? Just like a car dealer, if I sell more than 6 cars in a year, that's what it used to be at least, I got to get a dealer's license, right?
Right.
But if I sell fewer, then I'm just a guy who sells
cars. So
then
a corporation can own how many houses?
You do something like that, like a dealership. Right. How many houses do you own? And also, you can't own in this zone or whatever. I don't know. They're not talking about that, man. They're talking about trans stuff. That's what they're talking about.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
Hey, Crackman just said, what's up, you big sexy alien turkey?
Good to see you, Crackman. You can come join us and Crackman on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo.
Forward slash
there. LAZLO. The news, my man.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's all election stuff today, but some of it is interesting.
Okay.
I get a little anxious around election time. I want everybody to get along.
Yeah,
why can't we all just get along? And so I, especially as I've gotten older, I'm like, oh, I'm paying a little less attention. But it's stuff like this that makes me. I don't know if angry is the right word, but just isn't there a better way to handle this? You know, the DA in Philadelphia, he's kind of famous because they
did documentaries. Find out guy?
Yeah.
Loved it.
You love that?
Loved it.
If militias show up here, we'll be ready for
anybody who thinks it's time to play militia, F around and find out. Anybody who thinks it's time to insult, to deride, to mistreat, to threaten people, F around and find out. We do have the cuffs, we do have the jail cells, we do have the Philly juries, and we have the state prisons. We're not playing. F around and find out.
Yeah. I liked it.
So, but it's important at the beginning there, anybody who wants to play militia.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, is that going to make those people angry? Now are they going to show up because they saw you? And I mean, this just didn't used to happen is all I'm saying. Another example is that I don't remember DAs going on TV with cops behind them being like, you want to come down here, F around and find out. Like, that is a huge change.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's a huge change.
I kind of like it, though.
I know. I'm sure half of America probably liked it. But it's just another example of how divided we are. Actually, speaking of being divided, I don't know anything about country music. Do you know who Cody Johnson is? They call him Kojo. I've never heard of him. Usually if it's a star, a celebrity, I recognize the name a little.
Mornings on the Wolf here?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's Cody.
Is that a Cody? There's a Cody.
There is
here,
a Cody.
Right?
Yeah. I think, isn't that a girl, though? So this guy.
Is that not a Cody?
This Cody.
Is that not a girl?
This was not a girl. He must be pretty famous because this clip that went viral is. He's playing a concert. There's a lot of people there, so he must be popular. Country music, that's a good racket.
Man. Yeah.
It's a good
people
racket.
People like it.
He gave a speech on stage. And, you know, you might think this sounds
I'm
a little...
I'm going to write a song called F Around and Find Out.
Well, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. But it'll be about let's F around and then maybe we'll get married.
Let's do it.
Yeah like we're going to F around and then find out.
If we're made for each other.
Yeah.
I like that.
It'll be like a romantic thing, but it'll be called F Around and Find Out.
I like it. I like it. I think you got a hit on your hands. Mm-hmm. Cody Johnson, whoever the hell he is, this big country star, he wants everyone to get along just like me. He's just like me.
Last time we had a presidential election in this country, they tried to divide us on race. They tried to divide us on religion. They even tried to divide us on vaccines and masks. It's okay to disagree. This year, please go vote. Because before most of us were born, an American soldier died for our right to disagree in this country. That's what makes unity so beautiful, is because sometimes in unity, we disagree. But guess what? There's three things we can agree on. They are this. They are red, white,
that's what I'm talking about. I don't know who the hell that guy is, but that's a speech I would have given if I had an audience.
I will add more to it. As a veteran of foreign war, one of the people they're talking about right there, although I didn't die, obviously. And people are going to get mad at me for this. You don't have to vote either.
Well,
you don't have to vote. Like, everybody's like, you got to go vote. I don't care who you vote for, but go vote. I'm like, you don't have to.
I see.
Part of what makes this country great is that you can sit it out.
That can be a protest.
Like, you know what I'd like to do? They're not even a protest. You know what I want? I don't want to participate.
Yeah. It's a form.
I'm non-participating.
Yeah. You could be totally apathetic.
But you don't have to put any thought into it to be like, I'm protesting. You can just be like, I don't feel like it.
I want to go down there.
I want to play Fortnite.
Right. I do see these people, you know, like when you see, did you see the Lyft driver that went viral on Instagram, the older guy? He was talking about, and you see this every election cycle, but when you see those guys saying.
There's a girl on twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, that says, I would like to F around and find out with Laszlo.
Okay, well, you talk
to
her.
I'm busy right now, Slim.
Well, you're saying you can just stay home, and I get that, that you don't have to, and it can be a protest, or it can just be total apathy. I don't care. And I want to play Fortnite, like you said.
I do like Fortnite.
But then you hear these older guys, and this guy, this black guy.
The new map has Snoop Dogg.
That's cool.
And Eminem.
This old guy.
Mom's Spaghetti.
This old guy talking about, you know, he's old enough to remember when you couldn't vote. Things like that.
Oh.
You know, and you're like, oh, like getting the right to vote, living through the civil rights.
Sure.
And you go, yeah, I get it. And so when they say you should go vote, people fought really hard to make sure that you had the right to vote. In other countries, when they get their first election, everybody shows up because they want to have a voice. So, yeah, I get it. I mean, look, I was
30 years old before I could vote. I was born in 1935. Civil rights movement was high when I was about 30, 35 years old. I had seen so many young men and women die because of a right to vote. And I said, I've got to vote. The people have to realize the price that was paid for them to vote. I've been driving Lyft for 9 years. Even when I drive locals, I ask them, have they registered to vote? A lot of them say, my vote doesn't count. Oh, yes, it does. One vote can change a conversation. One vote can change a whole society.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of crazy. 1965. I looked that up. That African Americans were fully enfranchised and practiced throughout the United States by the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
Wow.
So you got this guy born in the 30s talking about, you know, I was in my 30s before I could vote.
Wow. I'm glad that he did.
You know, those speeches are compelling.
Well, no, they are compelling, and I like it. I'm not arguing. I'm glad that everybody has the right to vote.
That's fair.
But I want you to go vote.
I appreciate
if you want to vote,
it.
And I want everybody to go and. Have the right to vote and vote if you want. But also, if you don't want to, you can be like, I want to play Fortnite.
Right.
I got to get that bread, fam. I would vote, but I'm trying to get that bread, fam.
That's your right.
That is your right. Just I happen to vote today.
Just like burning the flag is your right.
It is.
An important one.
Very important.
It makes people angry, but it's like, no. Sure. Some people burn the flag because they hate America. I do believe it's possible to burn the flag to show how much you love freedom of speech in this country, and that you can be a patriot and do that. I don't think everyone that burns a flag hates America.
Not. Of course not.
Who do our adversaries, you know, these other countries that apparently don't get along with us right now, who do they want to win the election? Well, the media used some sort of artificial intelligence algorithm. They looked at all the...
Just slide into my DMs. Sorry, go ahead.
They looked at all the different tweets, you know,
Instagram,
social media, whatever, to try and figure out who do these other countries like Russia and China, who do they want to win the presidential election today? Not just who does Putin want, who does the country want to win? Who does China want to win?
This morning, America is voting amid multiple international conflicts and crises. But American adversaries like Russia and China don't necessarily see eye to eye on what president they would want.
On the whole, Russia is very supportive of Trump.
China may be the next president's greatest challenge, with Trump promising a minimum 60% tariff on Chinese imports and the ever-present threat of a Taiwan crisis.
Okay, so it looks like what they were saying. They said Russia is pretty pro-Trump. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And they talk to them. And they use that artificial intelligence, so I trust it. China, on the other hand, they don't like Trump so much because of these tariffs he's talking about, you know, the 60-some percent tariff or whatever on these cars coming in. So China, I guess, wants Harris to win. They said that the public in China doesn't get involved. Like, the actual people aren't as involved in the conversation. Is that because they're not allowed to be or what? But there you have it. I don't know why that matters, but apparently Russia would like Trump to win today. China would like Harris to win today. Laszlo,
I say why?
Laszlo,
I know you kind of went into it, but
I think the tariffs is a big deal, and the threat of, you know, what's going to happen with Taiwan when China decides we're taking it back? Who do they want to deal with? I would think in that instance, I don't know.
That's my thing. Like, why?
Why Trump? Because he's, you know, just don't get involved. We're just going to stop helping Ukraine or whatever. We're just going to not spend money, not get into wars. He makes fun of those neocons for being hawks. Right. He does it all the time.
Even, you know, Biden and Kamala war hawks.
Yeah. So that he seems to be someone who promotes himself as, I want to stay out of it. I want to stay out of all of it. And I'm sure a lot of Americans are like, yeah, I want to stay out of it. And you had 20 years of war in the 2000s, and now you got this stuff going on in Ukraine. You know, and then I know we're not sending soldiers over there, but it's I get it. It's a lot. So it's probably, right. I don't know what the percentage is, but of Americans say, I want someone who says, we're just going to stay out of it. We're not going to get involved. That number has probably grown. I would at least say that. I think that number is probably a lot higher now than it was in 2000. If you polled people in the year 2000 and asked them if we should get involved as compared to 2024, who do you think is going to win today, Lazo? The presidential election, who do you think is going to win?
Well, I did my thing.
Your little map online?
I did.
And? Who gets Pennsylvania?
There was a couple ways that it came out where it was like, it was different.
Who'd you give Pennsylvania to? Trump?
Let me see.
Or Harris? I don't know about that one. I don't know about Michigan.
I gave Pennsylvania to Trump.
Okay.
And I gave Michigan to Harris.
Okay. I might have. I don't know. I mean, last time it took until Saturday to figure out what counting those votes.
I gave Georgia to Trump.
Okay.
I gave North Carolina to Harris.
Really?
Yeah.
Georgia to Trump, but North Carolina to Harris. Okay.
Yeah.
When did last time North Carolina went blue was for Obama, wasn't it? Or did they vote for Biden?
Look. I did the whole thing of what it was before
and
what the percentage difference was.
Yeah.
So anyway, my final thing, and I gave Arizona and Nevada to Trump.
Okay.
And my final one was 273 for Harris.
Which means what?
That Harris would be the president. 273 to 265. You need 270 to win.
Okay.
So. But the trick there is I gave Iowa to Harris.
Oh, the big surprise, the big upset.
Right, yeah.
Okay. That was it. Well, there you heard it here first.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo.
Got any election news updates?
Nope.
You're a news guy. What the hell's going on?
I know. I went to the thing and went to NBC News' website, and it's the same stuff basically from this morning, just talking
just
about predictions.
On.
Americans vote in neck and neck race. Yeah. I'm not turning on cable news in here. I don't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
I won't allow it. I can't live like that. Any news you want.
It seems like we might be up to date. We might want to be up to date.
I'm looking at it. And the only news that you really need, you're getting from Nick's show anyway. That's what matters. Sports and weather. Right?
Well, I don't care about the weather.
Well, you don't even care about that, right? So it's just sports. That's all you need. And that's all they're talking about. It's nice. They're getting along. Everything's good. You know, if they're going to argue, it's about whether or not the Chiefs are good enough to win the Super Bowl. Stuff like that.
I bet you Wilds is a conservative.
I don't know. I barely said hi to him at the wedding.
He looks like it.
Brew is way nice. I'm not going to say nicer because I didn't get an opportunity to talk to Wilds, but Brew came and sat with me. I was talking to Twitch about that earlier. I'll never forget that. It meant a lot to me, Brew. We're talking about Nick Wright's show on FS1. Okay, so on Reddit, they were talking about these trends that you may have participated in. I'm very you got to be honest and tell me if you participated in any of these as we go through
them. Okay, sure. I'll
but these things that were trends that were so fast you can't even really call it a trend.
You don't mind if I eat a Cheez-It, do you?
No, we don't allow that. But some of them I thought shouldn't count, like Livestrong bracelets was on the list, and I thought that lasted a long time, didn't it? You don't think? You think it was fast enough?
Pretty fast.
I felt like those things were around for years, like 5, 6, 7, maybe.
Well, I don't feel
almost,
like that.
They weren't?
No.
Okay. I mean, I thought those yellow. Now, a lot of people ended up making their own bracelets. What would Jesus do? Yeah, we made them once. Mm-hmm. But that was a big thing. People would make their own bracelets. But I still felt like I saw those yellow Livestrong bracelets for a long time. I don't know that Lance seems like a super nice guy. He doesn't, really. The documentaries and stuff make it seem like he's not a very nice guy. But I liked Livestrong. I liked their website.
Sure.
I liked all that stuff. And then he's just out because he doped, you know? It's like, well, come on. Everybody was doping. I didn't have to get into it, but.
They still have an app?
I don't know. I haven't used it in a while, but the website was still up last time I checked.
Smoking to help me quit smoking.
all kinds of, like, if you want to know the health of food that you're eating, all that stuff. I thought it was good. I kicked them out. So, okay, Livestrong was on the list. You'll count it. Google Glasses. Remember Google Glasses? That was definitely one of them.
I don't know if that got so popular that it was a trend.
I only saw maybe
two. Made out of cardboard or something?
No, not those. No, no, no. The ones that were, they looked like glasses and they were supposed to be able to ask it questions and all those things. I was really in mostly a beta mode, I think. I did see a guy at Buca di Beppo wearing them. They had the little thing on the side, Lazo. It looks like it was going to shoot a laser out of it. It looked like regular kind of reading glasses, but they had that little...
I remember. Does it like the Ray-Bans
now? Plastic on the side. Yeah, except they didn't work as well. They didn't do as much. Ray-Bans now you can talk to. I don't think you talked to the Google Glass. Maybe you did. I never used one. I don't know. I think it showed you stuff from your phone. NFTs was on the list. That's pretty good because I haven't heard someone talk about buying an NFT since I first heard someone bought an NFT.
Yeah, right.
It was like a week there. They were turning everything into NFTs. They sold those memes. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the girl in front of the burning house.
And oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They just turned that, and somehow they turned it into an NFT, and they sold it. I don't know.
I was smart enough to figure it out.
I still don't understand it. Non-fungible token.
To figure that out.
Well, at least Bitcoin, I understand that they've created a currency that's supposed to be safe enough that you can use it online.
Okay.
And there's a limited amount of it.
Yeah, why? And how do you farm it? And why is it there a limited amount?
The blockchain and all that is way over my head, how they keep it safe. But I understand the basic
idea. How do you farm it? What is even farming? How do you farm Bitcoin?
I don't know. I don't understand that.
Okay.
But I understand the basic principle of I have this much Bitcoin. I can pay for things with it.
Of course.
And the value of it changes, just like regular currency.
Yeah, it's currency. I understand that, but how did you make it?
NFTs I don't understand at all. I don't understand what they were doing. I don't understand how you can own a meme. I don't. So now suddenly if someone posts that meme somewhere, that guy with the NFT can sue you? Is that what it means? I really have no even basic understanding of what it was.
I thought it was just like baseball cards.
I don't know. I mean, but then how do you own it? I don't understand it. Another one was in the 90s, if you're old enough to remember, when swing became a thing. You had those bands like Squirrel Nut Zippers. People were wearing zoot suits.
Yeah, I like that.
And going swing dancing. That only lasted
swingers
two or three years. But that was the thing. Some of those songs were really popular. They were on like pop radio and alternative radio. And those bands were selling a lot of tickets for a minute.
I like Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yeah. I can't think of that guy's name. Brian Setzer or something.
Was he in that?
He was in a couple of them, right? He was like one of the main guys, wasn't he?
One of the Stray Cats? The Brian Setzer Orchestra?
Yeah. I thought he was in a couple of them, but I don't know which ones. I didn't follow it too closely. I never bought a zoot suit. Did you?
No.
Did you ever get into the music?
Cherry Pop and Daddies?
That's what I was trying to think of. Cherry Pop and Daddies. Maybe using that. I don't know. They put on the list Spencer's Gifts. That does not count. Spencer's Gifts was popular like my entire childhood.
Oh, I don't know anything about it.
At the mall? You never went into Spencer's
Gifts? I've seen it. I don't know.
But it was around for a long time, right? My mom didn't want me to go in there because they sold, like, you know, naked lady mugs and stuff like that. Remember that naked lady mug I had that sat in my my closet at home? It looked like a regular coffee mug, but the handle was a broad with big old... And she's wearing little short shorts. And so I would sneak in to try and get this mug to get a look at it. You know, I was probably like six or something like that. And my dad kept it on a shelf in the kitchen that was supposed to be too high for me to reach. But I go grab a chair and I'd pull that mug out. I'd talk to her.
And masturbate to it?
I'd talk to her. I wasn't old enough to figure that out yet.
But you wanted to.
I knew I wanted to do something. I knew I liked that mug a lot. I knew I wanted to hold that mug in my hands a lot. That's why, though, one of the many reasons why my mom didn't want me going in there. So we'd have to go in there when we got time, you know, meet back at the food court at this time. That's when we go into Spencer's. I can't believe you never...
I never really went into Spencer's.
Really?
I think.
Yeah. It was like a thing
when
I was
like Journeys, right? Same thing?
No, because Spencer sells all kinds
of... Hot Topic.
No. Spencer sells all kinds of, like, gag gifts and, you know, inappropriate adult humor cards and mugs and all that stuff. That was their thing. I don't know how many are still around. Planking or / T-bowing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But remember that?
Yeah, of course.
I haven't seen someone do that in a long time. I do see people... maybe I've seen someone doing it. I feel like I've seen a kid doing it not that long ago, but I don't know.
T-bowing?
Your kids play football,
I don't even
right?
know who T-bow is.
I know, but does anyone still do it? I could have sworn that I saw a kid.
No way.
A kid who's playing sports do it, but maybe not. Yeah, that was a fast trend. Did you like T-bow?
No, not particularly.
But you didn't hate him?
No.
I didn't know how you felt about Florida and...
No, I had friends who went to Florida, and my girlfriend went to Florida. They were all big Gators fans, and so I don't like Urban Meyer, but I didn't hate him at that point.
What's in Jacksonville?
Well, it's in between Florida and Florida State.
Oh, because
like a major city between two college towns.
I thought, did you see the news last weekend? There was the cops were beating up people at a Florida. I thought it was
Florida.
Well,
that's because
game.
They did the biggest, world's largest outdoor cocktail party,
uh-huh.
Which is Florida, Georgia, in Jacksonville.
So they, because I saw the mayor of
they
Jacksonville.
They have a game every year in Jacksonville, Florida, okay. Georgia.
I wondered why the mayor of Jacksonville was putting out statements. Did you see that?
I did.
You saw both of them?
Yeah, it looked like something I've seen before.
Yeah, give me, prove it. If you didn't see it, this guy's like sitting in his seat. And the cops come up, and they wanted proof that he had tickets for that seat.
I don't know exactly.
That's what the news said.
There's nobody really around him, so what did it matter?
I didn't understand. It's like someone was fighting him for that seat that I saw. So he's like, you know, leave me alone, and they tase him. And that dude started ripping the tase prongs out of his chest.
He was stronger than you thought.
That guy. I would not start a fight with that guy. That guy was big enough that he can, you know, maybe talk smack to Jason Kelce if he wants.
Oh, yeah.
But I certainly wouldn't talk smack to either one of them. And those cops.
Yeah, he was a big, strong dude.
They knew. So they just tased him. And then the other one, there's like a crowd of people. I don't know what that fight was about. Same thing, though. Two cops there. And one cop gets that person on the ground and just starts pummeling him.
Oh, he was hitting him a lot. Like, that's not necessary.
Well, the weird thing is I saw one of the police chiefs or someone in charge said they were following their training. It looked like they were following their training. I was like, that's their training? But they said no because he's trying to go for the gun.
Oh,
anytime someone's reaching over there,
that's fine.
Which the big strong guy.
If you are doing that, then
I know.
Then
I,
anything goes. If you're trying to take the gun,
anything's fair at that point. Yeah, that big strong guy. I do think he was trying to go for the gun. Other trends that went away real fast: Segways and hoverboards. Mm. Segways, I felt like never even really took off. There was a few places, but. You didn't really know people who bought
Segway
one.
Tours and stuff mostly.
Yes, exactly. You could rent one at, you know, whatever.
There weren't people going to work on Segways.
No.
They said they
like the inventor
be.
Thought. I didn't know anyone who bought one.
No.
Hoverboards were everywhere. Kids wanted hoverboards.
Like one Christmas.
Yeah. Was it just one?
Just one.
Because I remember seeing all those videos of kids on hoverboards.
Yeah.
And
one Christmas they were big.
After that trend went away, they started selling them super cheap online. So I bought one. For the hell of it, and I gave it to Brooke, and I was like, I don't know why I bought this. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought you might want to try it.
She loved
she was
it,
like,
though,
I don't
right?
want to do that. Yeah, and then eventually she got it. Now she hoverboards all the time.
Still?
Still. She hoverboards all the time. We've got two charged hoverboards in the dining room at all times. One is for, like, in
where
the house.
She hoverboards around the house?
She'll hoverboard around the house, yeah. Yep.
So it's like roller girl, but then, only hoverboard girl?
Exactly.
Is she doing
that's
naked
exactly.
or in pantyhose or something?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. You've never seen her videos?
I saw one where she was in shorts. I never seen her dressed up.
She's
like,
not naked. She's just sometimes she gets
sexy
close to it. Yeah, she hasn't done it in a couple months. I don't think so. But she does still do it. I know she's done it this year. Did you ever try and ride on one? Did you?
Yeah, of course.
Out?
Yeah.
I think the outdoor ones are actually. I got her one that's got like it's like off road tires so that you can ride it outside.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, it's kind of fun. The problem is I'm in my 40s, so if I fall off this thing and crack my skull, now I'm in the hospital
because
I fell off an effing hoverboard. So I bought one of the regular electric scooters, like the Lime scooters, whatever they're called, that you rent. I bought one of those.
You did?
Yeah. Now
you
that's
ride
fun.
Around a lot?
I ride it to go get stuff. I go to that head shop a lot by my house.
No, you ride to go get drugs?
I'll go over there to get my nicotine or go get Kratom or something like that.
You know, you said you're 40 if you fall off this thing, you're going to hurt your head. You're also 40 if you get seen on that.
Oh, dude, it's the worst. I just knew, like, okay, that's it.
Right.
I'm riding this thing. My gut's hanging out over my waistline, and I'm just right. But my nephew loves it when he comes to town.
Right.
So that's kind of an excuse, you know. You didn't participate in any of these things? You had the hoverboard, at least.
Well, I bought it for the kids, yeah.
Yeah, but you gave it a shot.
I tried it, yeah.
You didn't do the clothes backwards. I know you didn't do that. You were probably not Vietnam. What word'd you go to? Gulf War. You probably. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what year that became a thing. Segways. I know you rode on one for work, maybe.
I don't remember it.
Oh, you might not have ever ridden a Segway?
I know I've ridden it before, but yeah.
Do you remember when it was getting ready to come out and the inventor just said that he'd invented something awesome?
I honestly don't remember that at all. I remember you talking about it.
It was
and
crazy.
How excited, like, you know, the whole story about you talking about it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, they called it Ginger. Didn't have a name yet. And you could go on Amazon, and you could pre-order, but you didn't even know what it was. And then there was all these, like, CEOs of companies doing interviews, unlike the Today Show, saying, I've seen it, and it's going to change the world as much as the home computer. I mean, people were speculating, is this thing like a time machine? What the hell is it? And then we got it, and it was a scooter. Yeah, I'm like, I really want to know what these CEOs thought when they saw this and why they were going on TV.
I think they thought people were going to be riding around New York City.
New York, I guess. That was the plan.
Chicago, big, you know, San Francisco, Seattle. And
but, you know,
riding to and from work, and people be parking them everywhere. And but
I guess it did sort of happen with the scooters now. They're in every city.
Yeah, no.
And people still ride those, so, you know.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Give me some updates on this goddamn election.
Well, the polls are already starting.
They're closed?
In other parts of the country, getting ready to close.
They are?
Yeah. Some of them, I guess, have already closed.
It's exciting.
I keep, refreshing the page here to see what's going on, but it's probably going to take them a while. I guess, who's that guy? Steve Kornacki? Isn't he the one that does all the maps? There's a couple of them. I don't know if you watch CNN. Like, when you go home tonight, what cable news will you turn on? Or will you?
Last night I turned on ABC News.
Okay, like on
like
an
a 24-hour news channel on YouTube TV.
An app too. Yeah,
so I turn that on.
That's what you watch.
Fine. Yeah,
that's what I watch in the morning. Well, I do NBC News. I have both of those though, but I just, the networks, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that Kornacki guy,
Steve Kornacki, he's the number guy, right?
Yeah, you see him a lot, and I see him on NBC. I don't know if he actually works for NBC, but I can't. Who does it on CNN? Isn't it that gray-haired fella, Anderson Cooper?
And they have a numbers guy, too.
That's what I was thinking. They got a guy that does the map.
They do. And he's like, there's this many votes here. And then they break it down into, like, neighborhoods.
I can't remember who it is, though, on that show.
They do math, like math. And I actually like it.
When they
It's like betting, you know, gambling. Like, if this happens and this happens and that happens, so I like it.
Yeah. And they
find it fascinating.
Those guys always have, like, okay, this is what I do. I look at these two counties in this state.
Right, yeah.
And so I'm only worried about that to make my predictions. And, you know, they do. I think
John
this will take
King.
A while. John King is a CNN guy?
That's what somebody told us, yeah.
Okay, doesn't sound familiar. Oh, I looked up your thing, too, about how many people vote.
Yeah?
And it's gone up every presidential
year.
Election. Yeah, 1932, you had 75 million.
Mm-hmm.
So under 100 million. By the time you get to 1956, it's 104 million. First time you hit 200 million is 2000 for the Bush-Gore election. So it goes 209, 2004 was 219, 2008, 229 million, 2012, 240 million, 2016, 249 million, and then 2020 was 252 million.
Okay, so it goes up every time.
So, yeah, I'll be curious to see what the total voter turnout is this time around. Your best friend's dad?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you about him here in a sec.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. The Rock.
You've got kids. Was it hard to name your kids? Like, did you?
No. We talked about it. Named after the grandparents.
So it was a quick discussion.
Easy.
No problem. When did you know you wanted to do that?
I'd always thought that I'd name my first son after my dad.
Okay.
And then that just happened to be the way they do it in her culture. So it was easy.
If you had a girl.
It would have been an argument.
You wouldn't have named the girl after your mom?
No.
Oh, okay. So, did you have any ideas for girl names? Like, when you didn't know yet?
I don't think I kicked it around too much.
You really just thought you were going to have boys?
No, I just know that we had talked about some names, and the ones she threw out, I was like, those are all stripper names.
Okay, so there was a little bit of...
There was like a little bit of friction there, a little bit, and I was like, all right, well, let's just wait. Let's not get into that until we find out.
Right.
Because the boys' names were easy.
You already agreed
one
on that.
One after my dad, one after your dad. Perfect.
Well, maybe naming girls is harder. Because this thing I was reading about this morning in the New York Post, we're talking about naming girls specifically, but, you know, there's these trends with names, and so a name will become popular.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in the early 2000s, I think, names like Charlie, stuff like that, names that hadn't been used in a little while, and so it's kind of cyclical. So I'll go back, and I always thought it would be cool, like when I had an uncle named Sonny.
Oh, that's a good name.
And I always thought it was like a nickname. Then I found out, no, people would name their kids that.
Yeah.
What's the other one they used to name their kids? Not Junior, but they would name them something else. It's like a pet name that you would say to your kid. I think it was for a boy. It's not Bud, but it's something like that. And they would name their kids that. You know what I'm talking about?
Bud's a good name, though.
But the thing about those old names is you think, like, oh, this is great. Nobody uses this name. I love it. And then they go to kindergarten or daycare, and there's like five of them. And you're like, oh, crap. That name became popular.
Not really.
Well, just, I mean, does happen to some people for a while. We had a bunch of Charlies at my preschool that I worked at.
But most of the names, like, that you remember?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of kids named that.
Somebody said Butch. No, although I do like Butch, but it might have been... It wasn't Skip. It'll come to me. Anyhow,
but
I guess...
there's just not a lot of... At least in my kids' two grades, not a lot of, you know, Toms and Mikes and Steves. There's just not a lot of them.
In your
Johns
grade?
Johns and Nicks. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Because your name and names, I feel like, were pretty common in my school.
Right, me too,
school.
But I'm saying now,
for your kids,
yeah,
right.
My kids, oh, they were common. Everybody was named that.
Yeah, okay.
But now with my kids, like, no, there's just, you know.
My mom said.
Not only is it Jackson and Braxton and Maxson, but even, like, you know, there's just not a lot of Bobs.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Bobs.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Yeah, Bob's a great name.
Yeah. Is that usually Robert? Is it usually?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I want to name it. If we had another boy, that's what I want to name, just Bob. But just Bob.
Just Bob.
Not Robert.
Not
just
Robert.
Bob.
That's what I do. I like that.
Yeah, Bob.
My mom, I have an older brother named Josh. And my mom.
Champ's a good name. Champ.
Champ is good. But my mom said that when she named my brother Josh, that she'd never heard of someone else with a kid named Josh, which is weird because it's like a biblical name, right? Joshua.
Yeah.
I think that's in the Bible. But she was like, yeah, it wasn't popular at all. We didn't know any Joshes. And then she's like, then as he's growing up, there's a bunch of Joshes. I don't know. Maybe I think it's common because my brother had it, but I felt
Lexus
like there were
Terry says, I was the only Lexus Terry in the whole effing school.
I'll bet.
That's a good name.
But, you know, you're trying to be original. Some people. And then they find out, like,
I just like the basic names. Like, I just like a good, solid name. That's what I want to
name. A common name.
It was so easy between me and my ex-wife because, you know, our dad's names were basic names. John, Nick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, well, that's perfect. I don't have to think about it.
Right. But the girls could have been tougher.
He would have been named something, you know, who knows, right? But
right.
I like those names.
Well, in this article in the New York Post, they said that it's talking about naming girls, which it sounds like that would have been tougher for you as well.
Yeah. Because then you don't want, like, and even like a buddy.
The common
like,
name?
I have people, yeah, but then, like, you know, girls' names, too, like, you know, Adriana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't hate that name. It was a little bit, but I'm like, that's who the Sopranos killed in the woods and called a whore. Like,
oh, you associate with someone, yeah.
Yeah, so any of that is tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you go, oh.
But, you know, like, I know Christopher was in the Sopranos, too, and Tony, but you don't think about that with guys. There's a million Christophers.
Yeah. I liked the name Vincent because of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And Vincent Price.
I
thought it was cool.
Would you call him Vince or Vincent?
I knew that you'd end up calling him Vince. So
yeah,
I'm like,
what
yeah.
I don't want is for you to call him Vinny.
Well, yeah, no.
Right? That's what scares me when people start shortening it.
Is Vincent an Italian name?
Yeah.
I feel like some of those names are so Italian where you go, I don't know if we're allowed to do this because I don't know that we're Italian at all.
I could be Vince, but I think Vince is Italian for sure.
For sure. I think like Anthony and some of those are, you know, but obviously you don't have to be Italian to name your kids that. But I just would think, I don't have kids, but I would think all that stuff runs through your head. Not to mention you have to agree with another person because there's two people involved here most of the time. And you have to agree on what the name for this kid is going to be. And it's a permanent thing. So this thing in the Post said that what girls are doing now, they said it's going to be the thing, Laszlo, in 2025, is this thing called My Best Friend's Dad. So they're taking, I thought like, oh, they're naming their sons after their best friend's dads. But no, they're naming their daughters. So they're taking their best friend's dad and like Max, Lenny, Teddy.
Okay.
These names, and you know, if they had a nickname like Teddy, then that's what they name him. Like you're saying, instead, just make it Bob.
Okay.
If their friend's dad was named Theodore, but everyone called him Teddy, they're just going to name the girl Teddy. And it says, I mean, I read this thing like three times just to make sure, but it says that they have been trending for girls. Grandpa names for girls. It started to become popular, but they said it's going to be the most popular thing in 2025. So who's your best friend's? What's your best friend's dad's name? I was trying to think about that. Brooks?
Yeah.
That could be. I like that name, by the way. I met a Brooks at a wedding a couple weeks ago, and I was like, man, that's such a good name. But that you could name a girl that, I guess. That sounds like a girl's
name,
right? Brooks?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I was trying to think about my best friend's dads, and those names are not necessarily names you'd want to name a girl after. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Eric, they just naming them.
Like, I'm going to name my daughter Eric. Is
they're not putting
doing?
An A on the end of it. Like
that's
Erica,
what I'm wondering.
They
don't, yeah, they don't say that. That's what I'm wondering. He's like, you should do something there. But it is. It seems like almost all of them have the IE at the end. So, but some of those names you can't put an IE. Well, I guess you can. I guess you can be Johnny, right? Can a girl be Johnny?
Yeah, sure.
Scotty. They said Scotty was one of them.
Yeah, maybe
for a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm just not used to it. Tommy.
Yeah, those names don't sound right.
Mickey was one of them. Now, Billy.
Nikki is a name, for sure.
Well, this one was Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey's a name.
For a girl?
A girl that can pull it off, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That doesn't sound
I think,
so
like,
bad.
Sometimes, like, I think, like, Michelle's sometimes are, you know.
Maybe Mickey.
Yeah.
Billy was one, but there's Billie Eilish, the singer, so
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that name has become popular. Mm-hmm. But, the whole, like, naming your kid and trying to agree on something, I would think would just be a huge
and
pain in the ass.
And girls' names are tough.
And I didn't think about the fact that girls' names are tougher. You could, I don't understand why you can't just then go, well, I'm going to name her after my mom, because I was going to name my son after my dad. Then why didn't you name your daughter after your mom?
The problem was, you would go, so I think the way it goes, I could be wrong, you would go, first son,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really argue because it worked out the way I wanted, right? So it's like, we're going to name our, if we have one son, we'll name it after your dad.
Okay.
If we have a second son, we name it after my dad. If we have a girl, we name it after my mom, the second after your mom.
Okay, so
I think that's the way that it goes down.
Okay.
And, like, her mom's name is, like, Piotrski V or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, or Vula. I'm like, I'm not.
Hey, it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
I'm not doing that.
You don't seem to be real, you know, dead set on any girls' names if you had a girl anyway, so.
No, but I just like more basic names. Like,
I understand.
And I even like them basic for girls, too.
Right.
Oh, good. Molly, a Heather, Kate.
Okay, I thought you said earlier that, you know, when you got a girl, you didn't know if you wanted to do that with the basic names.
No, I wanted to do the basic names, I'm saying. And then we even went like, oh, well, what are names, you know, Greek names? It's like Ambrosia, Aphrodite. I'm like, they're all hookers.
Oh, that's where the stripper names came from.
All of those Greek names were, you know.
They sounded like a stripper's nickname.
I'm like, I paid that girl to make me.
Right.
Like, I'm not, you know, we're setting her up for, that's her job. Like, she can't be named Ambrosia.
I can't name a girl Bonnie.
But to me, Kate, you know.
Bonnie? I can't do that to a girl. I don't think that's popular right now, is it? That sounds like a name that didn't come back yet. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could do it, but when I think Bonnie.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
It's also a little quirky. You know what I mean? So it's not.
There was a Bonnie at my school.
My mother's name was Victoria, so I guess I could have done with that.
Vicky's not a bad name.
I don't like Vicky.
Why not? Because of your mom?
I guess. Maybe I just heard it so many times.
That's kind of.
God damn it, Vicky.
Yeah.
You know, but Victoria, but I'm guessing, if, you know, it's just because it's my mom. If your name's Vicky, I think it's a nice name.
I bet you his dad's name is Sheldon, so I don't know how you would do that with the girl.
That'd be like Sheldon. Sheldon?
I guess you don't have to worry about it because you never had any girls. I always wanted a girl. You wanted boys. I thought if I had kids, I wanted to have a girl.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know how to do the dad stuff, you know, with a son. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't hunt. I mean, I guess I do some of it. I do know how to shoot a gun. I shot trap in high school. But I'm not going to take him out in the woods and go hunting.
You know,
I'm not
going
to show him how to. No, that's
that was my thing. Like, I don't know anything about you.
No, I thought with the girls, the good thing is the mom is going to do a lot of that girl stuff. And then I can just be the savior, and she can be a daddy's girl.
Oh,
I just come along to help her. Oh, you're
upset?
I didn't
want to do any of that.
Let me hold you.
I just feel like, oh, my boyfriend was a jerk. I'm like, oh. The teens would suck.
The teens
right,
would suck.
I have my period. I'm getting like.
That's mom's business. That's mom's business.
I don't know.
With the son, you have to have the talk.
No, we didn't even have a talk.
My dad did. I mean, it was brief, as most of them are, but it was still one of the most uncomfortable moments of my life. We had it in the car before my mom got in the car to go to church. We were waiting for her in the house, and my dad's like, we need to talk. And I went, oh, no. And then I got the real quick talk, and it was horrible. And I know it was horrible for him. If he had a daughter, he would have had that. Mom does that when you have a daughter.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And when the daughter gets angry, she yells at her mom.
I mean, maybe I would have loved it. I just have such a good relationship with my boys. Like, there's, like, I can talk to them, and I feel like they trust me. We can talk about anything. I just don't know. Like, if my son called me or texted me and said, hey, I'm at a party, and, you know, I've had, and don't do this if you're listening, but I had 3 or 4 shots. Can you come get me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, bro, I got you. It'd almost be like an older brother, uncle thing, right?
Right.
In those, but if my daughter was like, I've had 5 drinks, and I'm a little tipsy, I'd be like, Jesus Christ.
What?
I'd got to get there, like, I'd be panicking.
Well, yeah.
If it was my son, I'd be like, all right, sit down on the couch.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to swing through McDonald's. I'll be there in a minute. Like,
right.
I just know how to deal with that. But she's like, I've had too much to drink. I'm like, well, has anybody touched you?
Right.
Where did they touch you?
Lock the door.
I can't get there fast enough. Like, I just think I'd be so worried all the time.
Maybe you're right.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
There, hey, I heard Trump.
Yeah.
Put on Truth Social, which I know you have. The bag's back there. I see you post on there all the time.
Uh-huh.
Are you a Truth Socialer? Is that what they call it?
Free speecher.
Is that what they call it?
I don't know.
Well, you're on it all the time.
What do they call people who use it?
Yeah.
Americans.
It said Slim Fast just posted on Truth Social.
Uh-huh.
I heard Trump said, widespread cheating in Philadelphia.
Oh, it's our
police on their way. And then the police said, well, we don't know what he's talking about.
That's the DA.
That's the thing.
That's the DA that said F around and find out.
Yeah. Widespread cheating in Philadelphia? And the police said, we haven't gotten any. We don't know. We're not going anywhere.
Well, Lazo, I just... You watch the news tonight and you might get some real updates, but I just think while we're here, they're just going to keep saying the same thing. Neck and neck. Polls closing in the Midwest. Polls closing on the West Coast.
I got serious money on this.
What did you bet?
I bet state by state, like I put down in my thing.
Oh, that was for a bet. Okay. I know people are doing that this time. I didn't do that.
You didn't?
No.
You bet on everything. Why not?
Because I've told you. I don't like the election stuff anymore. I really liked when the last election was over. I thought I'm going to take a break from all this noise, and I did. And it feels like that break didn't last long enough.
You didn't like college football either.
Yeah,
and I was like, just start putting some money on it. Now you like it. You're like, oh, Texas A&M.
No, but I already went through the political thing.
Yeah, but because it cared like political stuff.
Yeah, but
this is just about money. Make it about money.
Right, but I still have to see results of political stuff, which I'm not interested in.
Well, I don't care about all that. I just want to know if I won the state. Like, I mean, I'm getting pretty good odds on Iowa turning blue here.
That was your big one?
Yeah.
Just from that one poll?
It was one good poll.
What, you thought it was a good poll? That lady,
I did. She's been right a lot.
And so you thought Iowa was going to go blue?
Well, I mean, as much as I came for anything, it was worth putting money on.
Does Iowa have... I don't think Iowa had abortion on the ballot today. I looked at the states earlier. I don't think Iowa did. One of the Dakotas did. I don't remember the states that did. They said that would make a huge difference in those states, but we'll see. All right, so you've been married. And you're not in a relationship now. You haven't been in a serious relationship since you got divorced. How long ago did you get divorced?
I've been in a couple.
And, like, serious ones? You didn't live together, though.
No, not live together.
Yeah. I feel like once you move in together, then things are, that's getting serious. Once you move in together, it becomes exponentially harder to break up.
Oh, yeah.
Because now what are you going to do? Okay, well, get yourself out of the house. I'll go here. You go there. Moving in is like, all right, we need to make this work. Because it's going to be a huge pain in the ass if it doesn't. But I saw these
for sure
therapists, relationship experts, which you went and saw. You went to a divorce counselor.
Work, so.
Well, it worked. She just told you this isn't. She told you when you
she
got
told me
there.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, and then she became your regular therapist, right?
Yeah, for a couple weeks. Yeah, I mean, maybe a month or whatever, 8 weeks, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you only had to go there one or two times before she said this isn't going to work. But maybe she should have.
I probably went to marriage counseling 4 or 5 times, and she was like, "Come on, man."
That's when she said it.
Yeah, this is
okay.
Horrible.
So this is the
you
thing.
Can't be happy.
We'll go with your marriage, since that was the last one, where you live with someone. I'll go with my current relationship, since we live together. These are the things that you're supposed to have. You describe your relationship as easy.
Okay.
Did you describe your relationship to people as easy?
No.
Did you say it was hard work instead?
No, I didn't say either.
Okay.
But it was, you know.
But you didn't think it seemed easy.
It was not easy.
You did not think it generally seemed easy, even in the beginning.
No.
Like when you first moved in, those signs, it didn't seem easy. It seemed a little combative.
Well, yeah, you know, you had to make an effort.
Okay. The next one is the person is affectionate.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it is kind of easy because...
What about how would she
I know what
that?
You expect. I don't know. I would think she says it's easy. I mean, we have such a routine, and we really don't ever break that routine. I come home, she asks how my day was. I say, fine. I ask how her day was. She tells me about it. You know,
right.
And we eat dinner, and then we watch some true crime or whatever is new on Netflix, and then we go to bed. And that's it. On the weekends, sometimes she has to work, but if she doesn't have to work, then, you know, I make her pancakes every Sunday. I always make a big breakfast on Sunday mornings. We have a routine, so I think she would say it's easy. The next one is...
You eat at the dinner table, or do you eat...
I get it's the only time of the week we get out the TV trays.
Mm.
I bring out the TV tray for her, because I give her first, and then I have to make mine. You know, got to get those pancakes out there.
Do you normally
hot.
Eat at the dinner table, though?
Rarely, only if her sister comes over.
So
like
then
that.
You're sitting on the couch, what, eating?
Coffee table, yeah, is usually where we eat.
Yeah.
What about you? You guys ever sit at the table?
Yeah.
I feel like once there's three of you, then we can do it. Her sister comes over quite a bit, and then we'll sit at the table. But if the other person's affectionate towards you, physical affection, they want to hold your hand, they want to hug you, they, you know, say nice things, nice compliments. Did you have that?
No.
Okay. The next one is my favorite on the whole list. It should be the top one. You fight fair.
No.
They say even the best relationships are going to have conflicts, but this, the key is how you fight when you're fighting.
Mm-mm.
Are you blaming each other? And trying to win every argument, or are you fighting but still on the same team?
No.
So you're trying to win the argument?
I felt like we were trying to do damage to the person's emotional being.
See, I thought they should have put that there, too, like the next step.
I'm not just trying to win. Like, I felt like there was...
I want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to damage you and make you carry this for a while.
Yeah. So I don't fight fair in my current relationship. We don't fight fair.
When we fight,
it's rare, but when we do, it's like, let's do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Here we go. I can tell because I'll be standing there. I'm like, I don't have patience for this. Mm-hmm. I don't have patience for this right now. And I'm like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna fight. And so then we'll start fighting. I think we both would probably admit if you know we were on a polygraph that it feels good once in a while
sure.
to fight. But I do think that when I fight, at least I don't know about her. I wouldn't say she does this, but when I fight, I get mean, which is not a good.
Yeah.
You know, I get really mean, and I will say things that you won't forget. That's sort of my goal. Something that's going to hang around, knock around in your head there for the rest of our relationship.
Yeah, you're trying.
Remember when he said that? Something like that.
Yeah.
And I remember you talking about going nuclear.
Well, that's the one where you got it in your pocket. So I collect data,
right?
Like a computer, and then I'm like that. If I brought up this and said that in this tone for that reason, it would destroy them.
Yep.
And then I keep it there.
And it's ready.
And I know, you know, it is like having a nuke.
Yep.
We're just right there. Like, we argue, and then the whole time I'm deciding, will I fire this nuke?
Yeah.
Will I fire this nuke?
That's exactly right. It's just, it's there.
When?
And I'm trying to tell myself, remember, if you fire this nuke, then this is going to last so much longer than it potentially could. Because now, once the nuke is fired, the cleanup is a disaster. So that means that we're going to be fighting into the night, possibly. We could still be going to bed angry with one another. So I try and tell myself, you don't want to clean up the nuke right now.
Right.
You hold on to it. But I do fire some Scud missiles over there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And just hold on to that nuke. The next thing on here, again, signs that you've met the right person. You care about their opinion, and they care about yours. I have that for sure. I'm interested in what her opinion is. Mm. And she seems interested in mine. Were you interested in your ex's opinion? Was she interested in yours?
Mm. No, not really. I'm going to say at the beginning, probably, but, you know, towards the end, like, I could care less what she thought.
So there wasn't a lot of talk about, what do you think about this election? What do you think about Harris? What do you think about Trump? What do you think about...
At the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody, of course.
Okay.
But, I mean, this is, if you're in the right relationship, I guess you're still that. But by the end of it... My guy, or could care less what you think about anything.
The next one is you can be vulnerable with them, let your guard down. I would hope that you can be somewhat vulnerable with anyone you're living with. Like, if you get to that point, you're probably... I don't know how you live with someone and not be vulnerable occasionally.
What's vulnerable mean?
Well, they just say you feel like you can let your guard down, and they won't use that against you later.
Mm.
So, like, if you say something that, you know, maybe you've been holding on to that you're a little embarrassed of or whatever, you can tell them, and then they won't use it against you.
No.
You don't think you had that?
No.
Where you felt like you could say those things?
I thought those things would be used against me. Like,
okay,
in
you already
the
knew.
Sense that somebody else is putting nukes in their pocket.
I thought those things would be
right?
used against
me. Right, yeah. I mean, if you're putting nukes in your pocket, then they can't really be vulnerable, right?
Right, no, I...
And I just assumed that they were as well.
Yeah. But I haven't dropped the nuke yet. So, I mean,
well,
I guess I've dropped
probably
small
building
ones.
One. I mean, you're being naive if you don't think Iran's building one.
Right, I get it. But throughout the relationship, and I guess we'll just have to see when those get used. But throughout the relationship, do you feel like you can be vulnerable with the person? Well, yeah, to a certain extent. I'd never allow myself to let my guard down totally.
No, of course.
With anyone.
Saying. Of course, no.
That's why I can't go to a therapist, because... I know, but I can't go. I don't want to talk to this stranger about the things that... are bothering me. I don't talk, there's just certain things I don't talk to anybody about. I just keep it. I don't know if that's a guy thing or what, but I just keep it. I hold on to it.
You can talk to
me. I don't
talk
to anybody about it. No, I don't talk to anybody
about it.
Talk to me
about it. I'll never bring it up on the radio.
No. I got stuff. You don't have stuff that you just never tell anybody about?
Not really. I don't think there's anything that I haven't really said on the radio or talked to you.
Oh, I definitely have things that I hold on to. Like just stuff that I don't even know how to explain it, but I know there's stuff there. And I know I've had times where I'm in an argument or I'm talking to someone, not having an argument, and thinking maybe I should tell this person this and get her off my chest. And I think, no, I'm going to hold on to that. So I don't know that I'm allowed to be totally wrong.
I'm an open book, I think.
Okay. And the next one is there's an instant feeling of closeness, and they say it doesn't have to be love at first sight, but being comfortable around them right away.
Well, sure. of course.
I mean, I would think that's how relationship starts.
Yeah.
Right? If it doesn't.
I feel this is great. I feel comfortable.
Yeah. If it starts with.
Yeah, if it starts
fighting,
like I'm uncomfortable and I don't like you. Well, that's
right.
Weird.
Then maybe it's just time to go ahead and get out of there.
I have had a lot of those things in other relationships, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, but whatever. They didn't work out either, so it doesn't matter.
Sometimes I think that if you get in fights early, like it starts off good, but then you have some really early fights, like me and my ex started off good. And then when she moved in, we started fighting.
Right.
But we couldn't get away from each other. And I always thought that was kind of like baptism by fire because she didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
We didn't know each other that well. And we got all that out of the way and then just stopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We never really fought again.
How to live with each other.
Yeah. I mean, we got divorced too, but we never really fought.
My first girlfriend
again.
That I lived with, that we fought all the time.
Okay.
It was bad. But
was
it
that
was
in
like
Florida?
That was like a bad Bukowski book.
Okay.
Too much booze and drugs. And
sure.
You know, that was one of those, we were like, all right, we have been together for 5 years. I don't think either of us can see.
Right.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, when I left, I'm like, I don't even know what's like, what?
And trying to remember who you are?
Yeah. I don't know what we became. That
right.
was horrible.
Yeah.
Then the middle one, that was in Detroit, I feel like I had a lot more of those things.
Okay.
And then in the last one, I feel like I didn't have a lot of those things. So
well, I'm going to print this list out for you, buddy. I'm going to give it to you. You keep it in your pocket. And, you know, when you meet someone, there's this girl on Twitch that was trying to.
Yeah, but she never messaged me.
What was her name?
Girl Runner or something?
Yeah. Where'd she go? Where'd she go?
She said I wanted to slide into your DMs, and there's nothing after that.
Well, have you checked your DMs on Instagram
yes.
and all your social medias?
Nothing, yeah. I mean, unless it's on True Social.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
What's going on here? I feel like you're getting sassy now. Like you're upset about something. Is the election bothering you?
No. We got to go on the air. That's all I said.
I know, but usually right before you turn the mics, you give me a thumbs up. And this time you didn't.
I give you a head nod. I'll be
like. But it's always a thumb. Like, okay, let's go. You give a thumbs up. But then you didn't. Then I said, you always give a thumbs up. You're like, no, I don't. I'm like, yeah, you do. And you're like, well, whatever. And then you did the thumb.
I thought I did a head nod. I may give a thumbs up, but I feel like you give a head nod a lot. Like, here we go. We're on the air. You're the one with the shot there. I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe.
Oh, now it's my alcohol.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay, we're almost done, though. The show's almost over. We're not going to have any answers about the election. So.
Well, you could have some polls closed.
I'm looking. There is nothing yet. We might not know till Saturday who won Pennsylvania.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Call someone.
Call who?
I don't know. Someone at CNN.
I'll call Steve Kornacki. I'm sure he's not busy. And see what he says. When's the last time you made a friend? A new friend?
Long time ago.
You know, okay, but hold on. You have made friends.
Since I moved here.
Yeah, I guess that seems
fair. My buddy Matt, I met on
Mike,
a golf course.
Matt,
Mike
yeah.
sold me my house.
Yeah, but you guys became friends. Not everyone becomes friends with
like I could call either one of them.
Because of your kids' games.
To help me save my, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they come to my kids' sports games. So they are.
Those are friends.
Both friends. But I said a while. Like, we're talking 15 years I met those guys.
Okay,
years.
True. That seems pretty recent.
Right. It's 20 years ago.
Because people are like worried about this. They said that 40%, it's just under, it's like 39.7%.
Soccer Mike, but I haven't talked to him in a while, but yeah, I met him, so I would say he's
that
a
was
friend.
10 years too.
10, 15
maybe
years,
longer.
Right.
They said 40% of Americans haven't made a new friend in a year. And I thought, well, that sounds about right. I think when you're a kid, like if we're talking about kids make friends. Make
well,
friends
yeah, I would say I'm friends with some of my kids. Their friends' dads,
right?
But I know, like,
acquaintances
but they don't
or
like
friends.
It. Well, I would say, like, I would say we text each other sometimes.
Okay, that's
but they don't
good.
Invite me over to their houses for parties. Or I know, like, they have. I know aware that they have friends
mm-hmm.
and that they do stuff together, and they don't invite me to that. So we're not friends.
Okay, that's acquaintance.
You see
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Texting's not bad though. That's pretty
texting's
good.
Not bad. Like, you know, if their football game's on, you text them like,
yeah.
"Hey, what's up?" But
they're not inviting
me
over to a watch party.
They're not
party.
Inviting me over to their house or anything. Of
yeah.
course.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, last time I made a new friend. I'm trying to think of people that I talked to, like, somewhat recently. Anybody that I talked to, I've known for a long time. Honestly. I mean, like, the last person that maybe I met that I talked to regularly is Snowcone. And that's been over a decade, right?
Sure.
So, I don't know. Maybe someone will text me out and say, hey, what about me, dickhead? And they might be right. I can't think of it. For the most part, I know a lot of guys that say... I mean, my brother's one of them. He just openly says, like, I don't have friends.
Yeah.
And my dad didn't have friends. My dad's only friends were, like, if my aunt and uncle came, my mom's brother and his wife.
Right. My dad did have friends.
My dad liked his brother-in-law. But they didn't, do stuff together alone.
Yeah, my dad had buddies that he went to, like, you know, work out with Vic Taney or some sort of gym.
Yeah, no, never. My
dad went to the casino with.
My dad didn't do anything with anybody except my mom or us. That was it. And my brother has told me he's the same way. One of my brothers, he's like, "Yeah, I don't have friends." It's weird because my oldest brother has friends.
Well, I know he talks to me. Boys move out. I got a little bit of time, but then I just need to get a dog.
That'll be your companion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it works.
Which, by the way, my oldest was like, I don't know, he was out somewhere and wasn't going home late, and my youngest was sleeping over somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And I was at home alone, which just doesn't happen anymore, right?
Yeah.
And then I went and picked up my youngest the next day, and I was like, I missed you, man. Like, you weren't around. And he's like, you need to get a dog, bro.
Yeah.
He really was. I was like, well, I got, he's like, Pac-Man doesn't count.
No, dogs are different. You come home, they're so excited to see you.
And they need you.
Yeah.
Pac-Man literally doesn't need me. So part of being a dad or, you know, I guess.
Caregiver.
And being in a relationship with someone. Is that they need you for something, right?
Absolutely.
You need them, they need you. So, like, my cat literally doesn't need me.
Right. When I got my cats have now died in the last couple of years, but when I got home, my cats didn't come up to greet me. They weren't excited to see me. My dogs, you know, my little dog is, like, jumping on the highest part of the couch to try and get to me so he can jump on me. He's so excited. And my big dog is picking up a toy, and they're definitely... They're excited to see you, and they need you. Like you said, you got to let them outside.
Yeah, stuff. Like my cat does come to the front door for me.
The cats are more like, I could do this without you if I needed to.
Yeah.
I'll just get out of the house.
That he could, but he does come to the front door for you, and as soon as you sit down, he jumps on your lap.
Okay, my cat Milo's was sort of like that. Everyone said he's like a dog. I'm like, well, he's not quite like a dog. Yeah, he would go on walks with us. He follows around.
Same with my cat.
But it's not the same.
If you go to the front door, when you're coming home, he'll be at the front door waiting for you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think Milo did that, but definitely my dog's jammed. Anyhow, if we're counting dogs, then I've made a good friend in the last year because I got a new dog earlier.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'll count that. But I think, and this survey also is kind of screwed up.
Do you like your new dog?
Love him. Love him. But this survey's kind of screwed up because
he's little, though, right?
He is little. It's awesome. I've never had a small dog before.
That's what I was saying, because you've always had big dogs.
Yeah, it's awesome. Never had one before.
Do you walk him?
Yeah, every day. Unless it's raining. We didn't walk him outside.
You walk around like a little bitch? That's like a little
He can run. He never runs out of energy.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah, he's like a battery. I don't understand.
Does he play catch or anything?
We can't get him tired. Yeah, he'll go fetch stuff and do
all
that.
Bring it back to you?
Huh?
Nice.
Yeah. But he never gets tired. We'll take him on these long walks, and our big dog is tired. Of course, he's older, but little dog is like ready to go on a run.
Okay.
But I guess it's because he's young. I look at him, and I'm like, man, you're like a kid who's, you know, 7 or 8.
Right.
Because he's just a year old. So he's still got the energy, and it's not just dogs, it's humans. So you look at kids, and they're constantly moving and running around, and you're like...
Can you just let them out in the backyard? You
don't have that. Yeah. Yep. Plays with the other dog, and then we take him on a walk every night. And then, you know, inside the house, he wants to play with you. He wants you to throw something for him, maybe. He wants to be cute. Come lay on his back like a baby on your lap, whatever.
But it's always constant, right? There's never a time he just sits around and watches TV with you?
Well, once I've been... You know, after the walk and all that stuff, and everyone's been sitting there watching TV for a while, yeah, he'll go sit... behind me on the couch or next to me on the couch and just hang out. Yeah. And at nighttime, you know, he's ready to go to bed. But it's kind of like a kid, just way easier to take care of.
Right. Okay.
Don't have to worry about him going to school or anything else. This is it now. What he's done, what he's accomplished now, what he's figured out now, it's all he's ever got to figure out.
Well, right, yeah.
There's nothing else to do. He doesn't have to go through the awkward teens or any of that. This is it. Get amped when I come home, go on a walk, eat some food. That's it.
Got it.
Boom. Pee and poop outside.
And he loves going for a walk.
Loves
Why do they love going for a walk so much?
I think because they're not necessarily, you know, their ancestors weren't living in homes.
Right.
And
that's why I need a tripod.
It's like they go on walks too.
Yeah, I know, but they can't probably walk that far.
I don't know. There's one in my neighborhood. We see him almost every night walking his dog. That dog looks pretty good with three legs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, forget him then.
So, I don't know. You just need a fence is what you need.
That's
if you don't have a fence, it becomes a totally different animal.
Yes, right.
If you have an apartment and you have to take them out, I've done that before, and that adds a lot of work. If you have a fence,
you just
open the door. Yeah. So, last friend that you made 10, 12 years ago?
Probably,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with Snow Cone, and before that, I couldn't even tell you. The people that I still feel like I'm friends with
are really like
people I've known since high school.
So is that a friend? Like if
he's a friend. He'll,
I know, but you don't like him that much.
I do.
Okay.
He's not here right now to defend himself. So.
I know. Well, it doesn't matter. He doesn't have to defend him. But I'm just saying, like, you know, if you guys didn't work together, you didn't see each other in 5 years, you still think you'd be talking?
Well, we talked when he wasn't working here. Okay. So, yeah. We didn't see each other a ton, but we don't see each other a ton now. But, yeah, we still talked. So I feel like texting is, honestly, at this age... If you're texting each other that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I don't have your friends, if they're coming to your kids' games and they're offering to give your kids rides, that's next level.
Those are two buddies of mine. Those are two really good friends, Matt and Mike. Like, they show up to my kids' baseball games and stuff.
I think
they're like family at that point. They're like uncles.
Exactly. And I think you're right about once they invite you over for a Super Bowl watch party, right, or we're going to go on this trip to Vegas, then you're friends' friends.
Right, right, yeah.
Puh, last time I made one of those.
Mm.
But are we supposed to? Like, they're acting like this is a huge problem.
Yeah, me and Mike went on vacation together.
Yeah, I have friends that I could go on vacation with, but I didn't make them recently. I've known them my whole life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too. Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, the guys that you talk to at night, half of them you've known since you were a kid.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Not out there looking for friends, man.
Well, what are they saying? They're worried that we're not making friends?
Yeah, that we don't socialize enough, and that they think these people, a lot of them say that they feel like they've been in a rut. And that their lives become very repetitive because they don't make new friends. And when your lives become repetitive, you can become anxious and depressed. I like repetitiveness. I like predictability.
But you're also anxious and depressed, so maybe there are some...
Well, it can get much worse, my friend. Much worse.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, that's it, my friend.
We're done?
Yeah, you go home to your watch party now.
So who won?
I got nothing. The current thing right now is Kamala Harris 0 and Trump 0. That's that. I did see this says the drag queen that was featured negatively in Trump ads says family voted for Trump.
Which one's she?
I don't know.
You got a picture of her?
No, I don't have a picture here. I really don't know. It just says family voted for Trump. There you go.
Oh, good. What about her? Did she?
I'm guessing not.
Well, here's some headlines. Don't let Pennsylvania's red mirage... voting pattern fool you. That's a red mirage.
Didn't even know there was one.
Well, because apparently in the counties where they count the votes earlier, I guess this happened in, I don't remember it, but apparently this happened in 2020. It looks like it's going to go red because it takes longer to count.
Oh, right. Yes, I do remember that. So. I do remember that. This says more than 82 million people voted early. Do you still have time to vote here? Is it over? It's probably about over, isn't it?
Oh, no, you still got time.
You do? What time are the polls closed?
7 or something?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you still got time. Get out there, get in line.
Or not in line. You've talked to one person who had a line, and they were out in Blue Springs.
Yeah, right? I heard there's a long line out there, but I don't know.
That's the only person that you...
But if there is a line, get in, stay in it, whatever.
Yeah, but you may not have to get in one, is what I'm saying. Everyone else I talked to said there was no line. A lot of people voted early, I guess. So don't be scared of, I don't want to go there and stand in line. There might not be one.
Right.
And if there is standing, you'll feel good about it when you're done.
You've been in line before. Target, get a coffee.
Yeah, you'll feel good about it.
Not that big of a deal.
Well, tomorrow, maybe we'll know something, Lazo. Maybe not, but maybe we will.
Oh, we'll know.
Last time we didn't.
I'm more worried about why this girl never slid into my DMs.
You should keep messaging her. Is she off Twitch now?
I haven't messaged her at all. I just, I thought, like if somebody wanted to slide in my DMs.
I know, and that's mean.
Didn't happen.
That is really mean to say that you're going to do that and then not do it.
Well, you know what?
You're leaving?
D-Hop, good show. Stay positive, kids.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.